This is the Viveling English
Podcast.
Viveling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Viveling English Podcast.
In today's podcast, Carrie and I are back to discuss plans for the weekend and what movie to watch. Your task is to pay attention to the vocabulary we use. There are two categories: words to describe film genres and adjectives to describe movies. There will be a list at the end to see if you've got them all.
Hi, Tom. It's so good to be here again today. Yeah, the weekend is coming. I'm excited for the weekend. Do you have any good plans?
Well, the only thing that I'd really like to do is to go for a nice long walk with the family. What about you?
Oh, unfortunately, I think the weather will be cold and rainy where I'm at this weekend. So my plans are maybe just to stay inside and watch a movie or two. But I'm just really not sure what genre.
Genre? Sorry.
Yeah, you know, like kind of movie. So like genres of music could be rap or classical or jazz.
Ah, I've got it. Okay. So if you're thinking of genres, why not watch an action film? Maybe a James Bond film or Mission Impossible.
It's not a bad idea. You know, action films are action-packed. No, but sometimes I think they lack story depth. Your opinion?
Yes, I agree. I think sometimes they don't have the most riveting storyline, and they try to make up for that by having an intense car chase or an unexpected explosion or something like that.
True. I was thinking something maybe more like a sci-fi. I don't know, Planet of the Apes, humans clashing with intelligent apes for control.
I agree that that would be very exciting. I remember that the apes are very powerful and frightening. And there's a battle between the apes and the humans, which is gruesome and at the same time, thrilling.
No, but sometimes sci-fi movies are a little confusing. And maybe I'm in the mood for something a little easier.
If easy is what you want, how about a good old comedy? A timeless comedy, like A Fish Called Wanda or a Charlie Chaplin film. I remember this one. It's hilarious and first rate.
Oh, I love those movies. They're so enjoyable and upbeat, but I have watched both of them many times, and I was also considering maybe something a little dark, like a thriller, Psycho, you know, the old black and white movie. The black and white movies don't quite feel so frightening.
Yes, it's the shower scene. It's so creepy. Maybe a romance or a rom-com.
Oh, romance movies are too predictable. You know, fantasy is it. I'm going to watch fantasy movies. They're neither boring nor ordinary. But there's so many. Which ones?
Go for a classic like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. I love the way that they're so magical and bizarre at the same time.
You're right. Oh, Tom, thanks for the tips. You know, I've decided fantasy movie marathon it is. But now what about the snacks?
Well done. These are the adjectives to describe films. First, positive, and then negative. The positive adjectives were action-packed, riveting, intense, unexpected, powerful, thrilling, hilarious, first-rate, enjoyable, timeless, upbeat, classical, magic, and bizarre. Although bizarre depends on the context, it could also be considered negative. The definite negative adjectives were frightening, gruesome, confusing, dark, creepy, predictable, boring, and ordinary. Check the transcript to see the spelling of these words, and if you're not sure about the meaning, feel free to look them up in an online dictionary. The film genres were action, sci-fi, comedy, thriller, and fantasy.
Thank you for listening to the Viva Ling English podcast. For further information, visit our website, www.vivaling.com, or connect on Facebook or Instagram. And remember to subscribe to this podcast.